We're here today with Leisha Seymour to discuss the $1 million mortgage the John Howard Society of Nova Scotia received. Hello, Leisha. Thank you for being here. Can you tell us about your role in the organization?
Yes, I'm the executive director for the John Howard Society. In that role, I'm responsible for the development of new opportunities for the folks that we serve across the province.
And can you tell us a little bit about where these funds will be heading towards?
So we are looking at transitional supportive housing in the Halifax area for male identifying folk who are involved in the criminal justice system or are at risk of involvement.
How many housing will the center provide? For how many people?
For how many people? So we have, we are looking at starting with 8 folks and perhaps increasing bed space up to 10.
And can you tell us a little bit about John Howard Society's initiatives and programs? What are you all about?
Sure. So at John Howard, our mission is effective, just, and humane responses to the causes and consequences of crime. And through that, we look sort of along the continuum of issues that could cause a person to become involved in the criminal justice system. And so we look at issues that might lead up to someone's engagement, they're supporting them while they are involved in the criminal justice system, and then around transition and reintegration when they come back into the broader community. So some of those programs look like, for example, employment and employability support, housing. We offer a lot of programs, both in community and pre-COVID times in the correctional facilities. And so those would be healthy relationships kind of programs, gardening programs. We do run a book club with the Halifax libraries. And then we offer transition support. So connecting with folks as they are coming up to their release dates, identifying what their needs are in community and perhaps while they are incarcerated, supporting them to have those needs met, and then following them when they return to community. And then, of course, we offer sort of record suspension support as well, which would be what was formerly known as a pardon, but supporting people through the lengthy process of receiving a record suspension once the statutory deadline is passed.
When did John Howard Society start helping people? And I guess since first being established, how many people would you say you've helped?
Wow. So we've been active in Nova Scotia since 1950. And I think we were incorporated 1955. So we are a charitable organization with a 72-year history in the province. Hard to say how many people we've supported in that time. We've had some pretty impressive kinds of activities over the years. In the 70s or 80s, we had actually had a TV show around criminal justice issues hosted by the ED at that time. And we've had some very sort of popular programs over the years. Like we had a volunteer program for a long time where folks would drive a bus up to the federal institutions for family visitation days. That's something we're always looking to get back. You know, the number of people who come through our doors in any given year would be, you know, in the range of several hundred at least. We are a provincial organization, so, you know, there's folks from all across the province who need the supports we offer in a non-judgmental way.
If you can briefly explain the process of how it works for outsiders so they can get an idea.
So some of the details on this particular housing program are yet to be determined, but typically what would happen is that we would be connected to the housing support and by names list that exists in HRM. And so a person who was criminalized would be identified through an admissions process, either from one of the local jails or from a community partner. We would then meet with that person and sort of assess our ability to work with the barriers that they are facing. And if it's a fit for the person and for the housing program, then we would offer them a position in the house. We expect folks to reside with us for probably in the range of 6 months or so. Give people an opportunity to connect with our employment programs, with some mental health and addiction support, if that's something that's relevant to them, to get their resume out there, find employment, identify where they want to be in Nova Scotia or elsewhere, and support them to do those transitions.
Based on your experience as an executive director, would you say this program works long-term, or do you have some people coming back or struggling? And if so, what are some of the challenges you find?
I think that we live in a multi-barriered society for folks who are coming to the John Howard Society. I think that the factors that lead a person to be involved in a criminal justice system are varied and complex and can't be resolved in a short period of time. And so I think that if we even can begin that journey with people, that's a positive step. You know, we take a non-judgmental approach at John Howard, and we will support people if they come back however many times they need. And of course, we hope to see people moving successfully into their own accommodations or into whatever situation is best for them.
Yes. What are some ways the public can help?
Geez, it's a great question. I think we can all benefit from understanding and tolerance, recognizing that people are more than perhaps the crimes that they've committed, that, you know, men in particular, you know, their fathers, their brothers, their sons, and labeling people certainly isn't something that is helpful for someone to be able to move away from a perhaps negative pattern of behavior. I think that would be big. And I think in terms of like concrete actions, I would love to see more employers being open to hiring folks that may have a criminal record and not seeing that as an automatic barrier to employment. It would be really key.